Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Drums, please.
Yeah, what a song. Now, this is a classic. And you think summer. I mean, yeah. To me, the summer doesn't begin until this song's played. Bottom line.
I agree.
Bottom line.
Hearing it come from cars driving through the city. Yeah, I agree.
And it's amazing. This is the first time we've entered a summer and heard this song since Will Smith's reputation changed.
So true.
Do you think his reputation really
changed?
Yes. I think if someone asked me about Will Smith, my opinion really has not changed.
I think
that
for
much
a lot of people,
him.
It has.
I'm with both of you in that it hasn't changed for me personally, Elliot. But
same.
Again, Joe DeCamera, Elliot Shore Parks here on WIP, as we broadcast from the Frank F. Farley Plaza on the way down the shore. For me personally, I'm still a big Will Smith fan, but there are a lot of people that think he is the epitome of spoiled Hollywood brat who, you know, can't. I'm just telling you, that's what a lot of people think.
We're going to be down the shore, put on that song, and people are going to be like, how could you do that?
I don't know if it's that far.
Don't you remember what he did?
No,
like,
Joe's
I mean,
right.
Let's be real. No. It was messed up. He shouldn't have done it, but I'm not going to, like, forever think about that with him every time he comes up.
A lot of people will, though.
All right. Well, they're wrong
for that. At least for now. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. It is a great song. All right, so Phil's victory last night, which was good to see. Also, what movie makes you think of the summer, and what are you most excited about as a Philadelphia sports fan, both, you know, in the next week, month, year, whatever it might be? Let's talk to Chris right now in Plymouth Meeting. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Elliot. Hey, James. Good show.
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, so, Joe, first of all, I want to tell you, last year you picked the Eagles to go 9-8 to make the playoffs, and not only did you pick that, but you had the right reason, which was not that they were going to be very good, but that the opposition was going to be poor.
And just to be clear, Chris, this is one of probably 100 to 200,000 examples of why I'm known as Jostradamus.
All right. Yeah. But now I'm going to tell you what I'm looking forward to, and I don't want you to comment on it because you've demonstrated you know nothing about this topic.
Ooh.
So let Elliot and James respond.
Okay.
What I'm looking forward to is the Philadelphia shot at winning a title this year. The only Philadelphia team that has a legitimate shot.
Well, look, I love the union being brought up, right? I mean, Joe is definitely being quiet here. I can see him.
No, I was asked to be quiet. Yeah. I was asked to be quiet, so I'm being quiet.
You're following rules. You're always known as a rule follower.
Yeah, look, I want to get down to a union game this summer. They seem like an awesome time, and they're good. That's really, I guess, all I can say about it, Chris. Sorry if I'm letting my union knowledge down here, but
no, they have an offense. They've got the two new guys, Carranza and Oure. They've got Gazdag, who has just been great in the middle. And their defense, especially with Blake and Goal, is tremendous. So it's really a fun team.
All right, Chris, let me ask you a question, because I swear to God, I was considering last year checking out that postseason game when they got there. Uh-oh. When they next get to a postseason, are they going to make sure they don't make the mistake they made this past year and have it scheduled at the same time as an Eagles game?
You know, MLS doesn't pay attention to the NFL.
But that's where, Chris, that's where they're idiots. I mean, they actually had a chance to get me last year. They had a chance. And then, like, I'm hearing, like, they're really good. Like, okay. And by the way, I went to one union game about 5 years ago. I had a really good time. I thought it was a tremendous in-game experience in that stadium. So they finally had, you know, their best year. People were saying they got a shot to win a title. Cool. Like, I'd prefer them to win a title than a different team in a different town. Cool. Here's a big playoff game. I think they were in the Final Four, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. That game cannot be scheduled at the same time as an Eagles game. Can't happen. If the powers that be think that's a good decision, then they're dumb.
You know what? They probably figure there's not as big an overlap between Union and Eagles fans.
But you got to admit, Chris, that's really dumb. I mean, come on, man. That's really dumb.
It's not a great idea.
Thank you.
Think about this. We've gotten two calls, one about the Flyers saying they're happy they're over, and one about someone legitimately excited about the Union. Like, it sounds crazy to say, but how far are the Union from passing the Flyers?
All right, Chris, give me an answer here for what makes you think of the summer. What movie makes you think of the summer?
I wish I could have said I was looking forward to the Phillies, because to me, summer is baseball. So I'm going to give you A League of Their Own.
Oh, A League of Their Own. That is a good answer. Yeah, A League of Their Own. Absolutely right. 215.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, and I still cannot believe that, James, you and John, I think this was one of the biggest outrage ever on our show when you two actually believe.
Oh, no, it's correct.
Hold on. You actually believe that Dottie Henson dropped the ball on purpose.
Most people believe it, Joe. You are in the minority here. No. Like, look it up. Do a little research. Actually, Google something.
She
for
was
once.
Way too much of a
I'm
competitor.
I'm just telling you, you are definitely in the minority on this. Like, the prevailing opinion is she dropped it on purpose.
All right. So, our next caller here, Elliot, I can see on the board, is a buddy of mine from back in the day at college. I'm trying to figure out why my friend Troop is calling right now. Troop, why are you calling into my show?
All right. I got to weigh in. First of all, how is everybody doing?
Doing good. I'm excited to talk to someone that actually hung out with Joe in college.
Troop's a good nickname.
You said it was a college friend. I'm like, it must have been one of what?
This is the scary part of my day
so
right
this
now.
This is your college friend. We found it.
Yeah, this is the college
one.
Friend.
Got it. The one, yeah.
Well, the reason I'm calling is to weigh in on the Emmett Barry debate, which I actually have a very unique story, because it turns out it was the first day I met Joe in college my freshman year.
Wow.
We were getting on a bus to go to, like, the food hall, and he was friends with friends of mine.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, I'm Joe. Nice to meet you. And he goes, who do you think's a better running back? Emmett Smith or Barry
Sanders? This was his icebreaker? This was his icebreaker? He gets
on the bus. Nice to know that in 20-plus years he's still doing the same material.
Also, you know he knew he had a fire answer lined up. He's like, go ahead, say Barry.
Well, I said to him, I go, I think, here's the funny part. I go, I'm with Barry Sanders. I think he's a better running back. And Joe's response, I'll never forget it, was, you're wrong. And I'm going to tell you why. In the entire bus ride, he's explaining to me his point. And I'll never forget, the line that stuck with me was that Barry Sanders' running style is not conducive to winning Super Bowls. And I said, he makes a good point, but I'm still disagreeing. And then that basically set the tone for our relationship throughout college.
It's amazing. You guys are still friends. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Nothing screams I'm ready to have a fun time in college like breaking down conducive running styles.
Well, it was probably, if we're going to dinner, it's probably 6 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Yeah. It wasn't Friday night at, 10 now.
Don't lie. You're at parties, hitting up girls, being like, hey, who do you think's a better running back?
Yeah. Huh? I dare you to say Barry.
This is your pickup line.
So what was Joe like in college?
Yes, this is important.
Forget the running back stuff. What was Joe like?
Oh, boy.
All right,
if you
look to the guy to your right.
Be very, very careful here.
Don't be
careful.
Joe. Today, he's kind of a cockier version of what he was in college.
Oh, goodness. All right.
But pretty much the same. He's just got that little bit more swagger now. I don't, that's the best way I could describe it.
All right, Troop. So I got to ask you a question, because Joe has talked many times on this show about his wild college days and how he was a big-time
very
party
vague
guy.
Terms. Very
and,
vague terms.
Oh, you know, like the ladies and all that. Is any of it true?
You know, I'll give him this. He was pure entertainment. That's the best way
still
I can
is.
Describe him.
Still is.
Very, very entertaining. No matter what he was doing, there was always like, all right, let's keep an eye on Joe. He's something's up.
I love that.
Keep an eye on Joe. That's
something's
amazing.
Up. I like yeah. that.
True.
Anyway.
True. Call our show more often, Pat.
You didn't talk me too
bad. I definitely
bad.
Will. I appreciate you guys taking the call. And, you know, I could... It, you know, the more comfortable I get on the air, the more I'll give you about Joe back in the day.
Yeah, call every day, man.
Yeah, you're already amazing. This is great. So
all right,
call
dude.
Yeah.
Get out of
all
here.
All right, guys. Have a good
right,
day.
Bud. See you, man. All right, my buddy from college. That's funny.
Something's always up with you.
With that line?
Probably turn people off with that line, because most people disagree with me.
Yeah.
You know?
It's contrarian there.
It's all right. You know what you're talking about. You say it, and people want to, you know, dig their own ditch. That's up to them.
This is your chance to educate people in college.
215-592-9494. I need to be educated and helped by people. So let me be very clear. I said last segment, I need help from anybody and everybody, and I do. And here's why. James, you might not even know about this. So yesterday, today Elliot and I are broadcasting from near down the shore, the Frank F. Farley Plaza, on the way to the shore. But yesterday when we were in studio, our buddy Turtle, who of course works at WIP, has been tasked with submitting on behalf of our show and our radio station some sort of piece of audio for what is known as the Marconi Awards.
Ooh. All right.
Now, I don't know a ton about this, but I do know this Marconi guy's from, you know, way back, and he was instrumental in the early part of radio, and there is an award named after – I mean, I guess there's a whole bunch of awards named after
him. You just
nailed
that. That is
the Marconis.
Perfect.
Yeah, so one thing, James, is I need you to look this Marconi guy up for me and tell me who the heck exactly
he was.
Well,
he's the guy who created the radio, right? Isn't that Marconi?
I don't know. I mean, it's something
positive.
Like that.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I wouldn't submit this piece of audio.
No, this probably
– yeah, I'm pretty positive. This is probably
yes,
not going to win
I was,
you the award.
I was sure. He is the creator of the Practical Radio. Yes.
All right,
yes.
So Marconi, you know, thank God for Marconi. If not for him, you know, we don't have a job here right now. We don't have WIP. We don't have Sports Talk Radio. So this guy was the man. So in honor of this guy, I guess it's like the Nobel dude, you know, some number of years ago, some powers that be in the world made a decision, hey, we're going to name a series of awards after him. And so Turtle came to me yesterday in the hallways and said, Joe, we have to submit to the committee by Tuesday. And by the way, this is our last show until Tuesday. A piece of audio of your show that's about 2 minutes long.
Oh, buddy.
And it has to be in the last year. And they want to submit, I don't know exactly that. I don't know if it means 12 months. I don't know exactly what the last year means, but there's some sort of timetable here. And he said, hey, what do you think would be something good to submit on behalf of the station and your show that hopefully could get you and John and James to like win the Marconi? And I'm like, well, I'm like, first off, I'm about to go in to do another segment. Like, I was like, came out of the bathroom or something.
Yeah, short timeline.
And so I'm like, well, I don't really know. I'm like, let me think. And then I thought, well, let me present it to our listeners, because frankly, they'll probably have a better shot at coming up with something with the creative minds than maybe we ourselves can. So
especially because we know that you don't always remember everything that happens.
I don't remember
on this
everything.
Show.
As Top Gun Trivia approved this week. So just first off, so to everyone listening, we're all ears. I mean, I'm certainly all ears. If you've got something that would be about 2 minutes that you think would be something that would reflect well on this show. Now, James, maybe you can look up what type of thing they're looking for. I don't know really kind of the rules of engagement. I guess it's sort of.
I don't either. I can try.
See if you can find out. But all right, James, you hear the show every day. Elliot, you hear the show oftentimes.
Yeah,
does anything come to mind for you? And again, everyone at 215-592-9494, just, you know, help a guy out here. I mean, you know, what's a radio career without one of these Marconi Awards? So can you think of anything over the last, you know, year or so that stands out?
So it would be really funny if you submitted, if like James behind your back submitted the Die Hard thing from this week.
Yeah, that would not be good. I'm trying to win, not lose.
Was the Phillies trial this year?
No, that was pre-pandemic.
No. Okay. So the all first right. thing that popped into my head when you started talking about this, and you said reflect well on the show, so I don't know how it reflects on the show, but you losing your freaking mind when Ben Simmons was traded is the very first thing that popped in my head.
But aren't they going to think I'm like a lunatic?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know if this is good or bad. Yeah. It's like it could be something where they hear it and they're like, oh my God, this is insane. We've never heard anything like this. Or they could be like, who is this maniac yelling in my ears?
Yeah, what's up with this guy?
That's
I mean,
a good one.
It's a reasonable one to consider. It's certainly one of the more notable ones, that's for sure.
See, I think the Beat the Hammer segment you guys have is really good. It shows your connection to the audience, but I don't know if it really encapsulates in 2 minutes.
Well, that's the problem. How do you, in 2 minutes,
yeah,
how do you demonstrate?
You can't do it. I mean, maybe Joe celebrating, maybe, a yeah. you know. But
Maybe.
Like a life advice thing, maybe?
Maybe. Look, here's the bottom line. I'm all ears. We are all ears. If you have an idea, if you're a hardcore listener to our show, and you know a lot of different segments we've done on the show through the last bunch of time, what is something that you think we could submit? Because apparently we have to do this by Tuesday, and anyone would like to. I'd rather win than lose. So what would be a good submission? 215-592-9494, all ears if you have an idea. That plus, obviously, what you're excited about up ahead here in Philadelphia sports. Also give us a movie that makes you think of the summer. What really makes you think of the summer from a movie standpoint? Let's talk to Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas, how we doing today?
What up, Tom? How you doing?
Hey, just a quick PSA from the get-go. If I hear one more call up and say Nick Castellanos, yeah, my head might explode. It's Castellanos, people. Castellanos.
Maybe once he starts hitting better, everyone will, emphasize the name.
Alshon Jeffries, Jeffrey,
yes.
Chase Daniels.
Yep.
We've had a bunch of these.
Joe, I thought you would have been all pissed off this morning.
Why's that?
Because the Phillies won last night.
No, would you knock it off, man?
The best joke going this week.
Come on, Tom. Come on now.
So as far as a clip from the show, I mean, I know it's too old. That whole chicken wing thing comes to mind. But if there's anything that comes close to the marsupial or the chicken wing in the past year, I'd lean towards that.
Well, it's an interesting point because, frankly, if we use a piece of audio from 4 or 5 years ago, how could these award people even know that it is from 4 or 5 years
ago?
I was going to say,
how would they know?
Go back. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm talking about Carson and he's still an Eagle, then I guess they could figure that out. And Carson stinks.
It's a good
terrible. Right?
Yeah. That's the thing that came to my mind, the chicken wing.
But they might think I'm talking about Washington's quarterback.
Also, for what it's worth, the chicken wing did not happen on our radio show.
Yeah.
Chicken wing was a pre-Eagles event type of thing at a restaurant.
Right. Facebook Live. Yeah.
Right. But again, they can't, what I mean?
Like that, you think
How about the Michael Irvin interview where he burped?
It's not bad. I mean, the only thing is that's probably more about him than us.
I mean, you cursing is pretty hilarious, but I don't know if that's the best one to go for a Marconi.
I don't think that wins a Marconi.
What about like a drop of the week segment or something? Like a bunch of different funny ones in a row?
Yeah,
so my short answer to your question on the table today would be nothing.
Wow.
So gun to my head, if I had to pick something, it would be the Eagles roster, most of the Eagles roster.
Yep.
So this is how bad it's gotten in this city, okay? Last night I had a dream, and Joe, you, John, and James were in it, okay? And the Phillies beat the Dodgers in the NLCS, and they go on to the World Series. They're playing the Angels, and we're at the game, and they lose it. They lose the whole series there. So that's how bad it's gotten. Even my dreams, they're losers.
How you feel about being in Tom's dreams, Joe?
Well, I mean, look, what can I tell you?
So I touched on this the other day. 3 out of the 4 teams have built a losing culture, and they can't seem to get out of it.
Yeah.
And the case study in this would be Magic Eyes Horford, right? I mean, he was good in Boston. He comes here. He was pathetic. And now he might be the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, he just wasn't a fit here, but I agree just in terms of the fact he went to a winning environment, playing much better, does not speak well of the Sixers.
Yeah, and the Phillies and Flyers are in the same boat. Now, the Eagles have won. They've won recently, so it's different. And I think that's how they were able to string along getting to the playoffs so much. And then, the moves they made with the roster, obviously that would be the most exciting thing for me, but I'm not a Hurts believer.
All right, Tom, give me a movie that most makes you think of the summer. What do you got?
All right, this one's for Elliot because he poo-pooed my creativity the other day about National Lampoon's Summer Vacation.
Oh, that's a good answer, too. Yeah.
Got summer in the title.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a road trip. No question about it. All right, 215-592-9494. You know, he mentioned dreams. So I haven't even told you guys this. I have, for about the last 3 weeks, been tracking dreams.
Ooh, we've talked about this.
I actually had my first nightmare in a long time a few nights ago. So this is this is a good segue.
So I started this on May 3rd. And I, not every day, but most days since May 3rd have, I was told, Joe, the only way you can effectively do this is you have to write the dream down as soon as you wake up.
Immediately is what they
say. If you don't do it within like a minute or two, it will be lost.
So I was going to say, how often do you remember what you dream about?
Well,
I
don't know.
Every morning when you wake up?
I'll just say this. I have something written down for about 2/3 of the last 3 weeks.
That's so I've probably remembered one dream in the last year. Maybe.
Yeah.
Wow, I remember almost all my dreams.
So, yeah, I mean, well, that's what you think you remember,
that
Elliot.
Is true.
You don't
correct.
Really know.
It's a great point, yes.
So, like, as a for instance, now here's what I wrote down this morning when I woke up, and this is really bizarre. I mean, really, a lot of these are really bizarre.
I appreciate you for sharing this with us.
Yeah,
I mean,
this might be the segment to share.
Get ready, Marconi. Yeah. Here we
all
come.
Right. This is the award-winning segment right
so here. So here's what I wrote down. And you're going to hear my sister's name, Nancy, in this. You're going to hear my buddy's name, Ernest, in this. And you're going to hear my sister's friend, Kathy's name.
Ernest
in this.
Is your Tecmobile buddy, right?
Ernest is my So here's what I wrote down this morning as soon as I woke up. Surprisingly, I found out that Nancy, who was my sister, is only 50 yards away from breaking the high school or thereafter rushing record for female football players.
What?
I know, it makes no sense. So I made the decision that I would go to Connecticut. That's where she lives.
Yeah.
So I made the decision I would go to Connecticut to see her break the record. A few of Nancy's friends, including Kathy Walls, were also going to go. On my way there, I drove past Ernest's parents' house in Abington, or Jenkintown, I guess it is, and I stopped by to say hi to Ernest and his parents when I saw them on the front lawn.
So funny picturing you writing this in your bed.
Yeah,
I know.
You wake up, like
I
your,
like
the
and like thereafter.
How weird
and
is that?
Is great.
Yeah. Is that weird?
It's
so
really
you found,
weird,
like,
man.
Keeping track of them has been beneficial. Like, are you enjoying it? Like, what's the point of this?
I mean, I think the biggest theme that has come to the table is there's a lot of women out there that like me.
Okay, that's the theme of all your dreams.
I'm just joking. I don't know. It's just a lot of really random stuff.
That's fascinating, though.
Yeah.
It's intriguing.
There's a lot of others. I guess I'll share more as we move through. But, I mean, I've been on a dream kick for a while, like remembering my dreams and having strange dreams. And about 3 weeks ago, I started writing them down. It's kind of been interesting. 215-592-9494. From the Frank F. Farley Plaza, as we get ready for the summer, which officially starts today at 2. Joe to camera, Elliot Short Parks, he's in for John. Having some fun here today on this Memorial Day weekend on 94 WIP.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Yeah, Beach Boys, man, that's quintessential summer. I mean, I know maybe some people would say Buffett over the Beach Boys, quintessential, but to me it's the Beach Boys. Where do you go on that, Elliot? Beach Boys or Buffett or someone else for quintessential summer sounds?
I can't tell you the last time I put on either of those artists willingly. So,
well, you're a young buck.
The
young
Beach
buck,
Boys is the correct answer.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Does summer have the best music? Like, in terms of you think of like Christmas, I guess, would be a comparable one.
Sure.
But would you say summer is better?
Well, I don't know that the spring or fall even really has music related to it.
Fall's basically just like football sounds. Like, I feel like, you know, like,
well,
there's a couple songs like September by, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I'm all ears for what people are thinking there. 215-592-9494. What are you excited about in Philadelphia sports? Also, we're looking for some sort of submission of audio around 2 minutes that we can submit for our show. Try to win some Marconi Award. So what do you have an idea for that? Also react to the Phillies game last night and everything else on the table today. Let's go to Josh and Maniunk right now. What's up, Josh?
Boys, great show as always.
What up, Josh?
I think, you know, when I think about summer, man, I think I think baseball. And right now I think we could have won all four games in Atlanta. I don't know why Alvarado is on the team. I think he's a moron. He's a rat.
Well, I don't think he's a moron. He's just an inconsistent pitcher is what he is. I mean, he's a classic
he's
pitcher with a big arm who is wild and inconsistent.
And why do we need him on the team? And I mean,
well, he's better. You got to remember, Josh, he's better than some of the other guys, man.
That says a lot, Joe. But he's like bringing back Odubel every year. It's like he's like the Vinny Vasquez. You know,
Well, incredibly, this is only his second year here, right? I mean, he hasn't. So look, this will be Velasquez territory if he gets to year five. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to write Alvarado off. You know, it's a little bit of a high wire act.
Ben Simmons off 4 years ago, and we all knew that was a mistake too. So, I mean, yeah, we are in this. We are in this in the hunt for a while. I mean, I'm disappointed with Girardi and the way he manages, but right now, I mean, we can give this. We can go up to New York and take two or three.
There's no question.
We can possibly sweep them, and you know, we're right there. And that's
look, Josh. The Phillies are going to be in it. There's no breaking news here. They're going to be in it all the way into September because when you have three wild cards, all you really have to be is probably an 84 win team to make the playoffs. So they will be in it. The question is, will they be good enough to win it?
Well, it is a big weekend for them, too, just with the Mets and a lot of people will be paying attention, listening on the beach, watching. Like, if they can win two or three this weekend, I think you could see the excitement really ramp up next week.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And this could be a lot of fun. I mean, I can't wait to get down to the stadium. I love riding the bike from Manning all the way down to the stadium on a Sunday and sitting outside in the outfield. It's great times. That's what I'm excited about. The Eagles, you know, everything's good on paper. We'll see what happens with Gannon, what he can do with the defense. He's got the pieces, and we know what Jalen can do. And I agree with you. I don't know if he's a quarterback, Joe. I don't think he's the quarterback for the future, but, you know, he's going to have a shot. He's going to have a shot.
Well, he's going to have an ample shot because by the time he plays the 17 or thereabout, depending on how many games he would miss with an injury, it's going to be more than enough time to make an evaluation. You know, four games as a rookie starting. Last year he started in 17 games, meaning 17 of the 18 they played. And now this year up ahead. That's plenty of time to find out. Josh, give me a movie that most makes you think of the summer.
I don't think there's anything better that symbolizes the summer when you're having catch with your dad in Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. So I'm not, here's where I hesitate a little bit.
I'm intrigued to hear how it could not make you think of something.
Well, yeah. I don't know that I view it purely as the summer as opposed to September. I mean, it's probably more summer, but I'm not certain.
No, I think your September because there's a
school.
Because
guys, if you remember, there's a school board meeting, and so the wife, Kevin Costner's wife, marches into that school board.
But I always
meeting.
Took that as like May or June school board.
It might have been. I don't know. I'm just saying there's a school board meeting, and I don't normally think of them as June, July, or August. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, to your point, I don't think a lot of people actually would associate that movie with summer. Like the general public, I don't know if they would associate that with summer.
I disagree. I think any whether or not it should be or shouldn't be any baseball movie, there will be a portion of people who are going to associate
well,
that with summer.
Well, a portion. I mean, baseball movies generally exist in the summer, but sometimes go into the fall, you know, if you get to the postseason or something. Let's talk to Rashawn right now in West Philadelphia. Hello, Rashawn.
Hey, bro.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Buddy, how y'all doing?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Fantastic.
All right. I was at the game last week, Phillies game, when they played the Dodgers.
Yes.
I was watching Nola, and he looked pretty good in that game. He didn't do a bad job, but last night when I was watching him, he did an excellent job.
And
I thought they shouldn't have pulled him. I think they should have just let him play out the whole game, and I was a little afraid. And as far as excitement, yeah, the Eagles. I go back since 71 when the Eagles played the Raiders in the Super Bowl with Jaws.
Well, that's 81. That's the 80 season,
right,
81,
right.
Not 71.
I'm sorry. But the Plunkett, I was born in 71. That's why I said that. But Plunkett was there and all that. And even watching that game, I was excited that we beat Dallas to get there, and that was great. But when they lost, and the sort of reason why I'm bringing that up is because it's sort of the same feeling I'm getting every time I watch all our teams. It's like impending doom. So it's like kind of like even though the Eagles won Super Bowl, But I'm kind of like, you know what, let's see what happens. You know, it's
you're giving us the Philadelphia sports fan, the seasoned Philly sports fan experience here.
And I think it's fair to feel that way. Like, the Eagles have consistently come up small when they have expectations. It's almost always when they're not supposed to be good, like last year where they surprise people. But when people are most excited, which is kind of sad to say because it's what I'm most excited for in Philly sports right now. But when you reach that point with this team, they almost always let the fans down.
Yeah, and Rashawn Elliott made this point on the station earlier this week, and it's an interesting one. It's really not been since the 2004 season where expectations were high that the Eagles, you know, basically met them. I mean, they lost in the Super Bowl, but they rampaged their way to get there. And he's right. Since then, when the expectations are high, that's when they've actually had some of their lesser seasons. And when the expectations are low, Chip's first year, 2017, the expectations were in the middle.
Even 2016, like, right, coming off of firing Chip, Doug, rookie quarterback, they start 3-0, they win 7 games. Like, that, I would say, was exceeding expectations that year.
Well, but they also went a long stretch without winning much. I mean, after those three, they went 4-4.
I'm just saying.
4-9.
There's not been a year, like you said, since 04 when the excitement was this high and they met it.
Rashawn, give us an answer here for a movie that makes you think of the summer.
Oh, I got two of them, and
give me your best one. I need number one.
All right, Animal House.
Animal House. Oh. I'll write it down. You got it. Now, guys, it's been a while since I've seen Animal House. Remind me, is that same, man?
It's probably been 25 years since I've seen Animal House.
I mean, Animal House is
a frat house. I lean towards.
So I've never seen it, but I don't think of it as a summer movie.
I don't either. I don't think it works. Now, I could be missing something, but I don't think it does work. Let's talk to Mark right now. Mark, you're on WIP.
Hey, I'm just here.
Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Glad nobody take mine. Okay, before I forget, your most recent query, to be on my serious answer for it, you dressed down with the Paul Reed thing, just his total lack of understanding how to treat a fan base and, you know, the media.
You mean Doc Rivers?
Yeah.
Your phone broke up a little bit. Maybe we missed that. Okay, so you think I have had some good commentary, you know.
I can't even paraphrase it, but it was, I remember just standing up, so great the way you just lined out, like, basically we know better than him. And
yeah. Okay, that's it.
That's a question. So what wins? Is it you kind of flexing your, like, making a good sports point, or is it showing off, like, the non-sports stuff, like the relation to the fans,
right,
the funny segment?
I don't know. Well, we're going to have to find out more, Mark, but I appreciate what your idea is there, and I probably did have some Doc Rivers, like, dude, you're killing us commentary.
I could stand and hear it again. It was awesome.
Okay.
It wasn't very long, but the whole sequence might have been 2 minutes, but, it was awesome.
Yeah, okay. I've done that a few times, and I appreciate that.
Like I said, I think it was right after the Paul Reed show thing.
Yeah, there were a couple of them for sure. All right, Mark, give us an answer here, a movie that makes you think of the summer.
Glad you took Jaws off the board, because the next one for me is Dazed and Confused.
You got
a great one.
Mark,
so,
good answer, man.
A listener tweeted a suggestion that I think would be hysterical to send to the board.
Yep.
The segment of you reading your diet. When you track it, like all the
it wasn't within the last year, but they might not be able to know.
Right. Yeah, the diet segment. What about? I mean, this might. What about when I read the letter that I wrote Tom Bigby?
I thought about that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a funny thing and a good thing, but I don't know if radio-wise, it's just you reading. You know what I mean?
I know.
I don't know if it's that impressive.
They definitely wouldn't.
It wasn't a joke. They don't know. Well, maybe they do know Tom Bigby is. I mean, he was a pretty big figure in radio, so the people that run that board might know. But, Ellie, you told me off the air one or two submissions came to you from other people.
The reading the diet thing, which I think is funny. The other one, the boys to men thing. When you got that wrong,
that'd be funny.
Was,
yeah, just a faux pas right there. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to John right now. John, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up? Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, John.
How are you today?
You know what? Splendid.
Hey, did you ever – I'm a very vivid dreamer, and I don't have to write them down. I remember dreams I had from, like, 20 years ago that I could turn into a Hollywood script. Did you ever dream – that you can breathe underwater?
No.
You're going to have it because I just put it into your subconscious. But it is awesome. And apparently, Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze, that's what that song is about.
Wow.
Him having a dream that he could breathe underwater.
Pretty cool, man. No, we'll see in the next few weeks if I have such a dream, but no, to this point, no.
We'll be tracking it down, so we'll know.
Yeah.
One of your segments, I can't remember, it was in the past 2 or 3 months when you really went off and you were screaming.
It's a Ben Simmons thing, I think.
So when Ben Simmons got traded, right? Ben Simmons traded.
That's what it was. I think that's what it was, yeah. That was really good. That was really good.
Yeah, it might be too over the top. And unfortunately, James Harden didn't hold up his end of the bargain. I mean, part of what, you know, almost hurts my reaction historically is it's not like the Sixers won anything.
Well, that's a question, too. Do you have to be correct in what you said?
That's a good point. I don't know.
You know, like, are they going to listen and be like, this guy has no idea what he's talking about?
James, whoever runs the Marconi Awards, get him on the air. Let's interview this person.
I think it's just, you know,
I'll just get Marconi on. He's only been dead for like 50 years. I think I can make that happen.
Yeah, James, you're the producer we need. Go ahead and do it.
Longer, almost 80 years.
John, go ahead, buddy.
It's showing your true emotion, and I think, you know, that's because I could actually see you even over the radio because how emotional you were. I think it was fantastic.
I wanted to say,
the reason why Girardi needs to go is because of his lifeless personality, and I think it's rubbing off on the players because that interview with Schwarber yesterday, he was just flat as can be, and I know you guys can't, like, really dig into him and say, you know, what's going on with Girardi because he looks like he's dead in there, but I think it's starting to rub off.
Well, here's the one spot I'll disagree with you on. Like, I think Girardi should go, but here's the thing about the Schwarber presentation yesterday. He's in a tough spot yesterday when he's doing that because he's been struggling. They had just lost 2 games in a row that were brutal, and he's doing a nice thing by doing a charity thing, and he's coming on our show to promote it, which, of course, you know, we're happy. I mean, it's good for society. They're trying to raise money for a good cause. So the reality is I did not expect him to be happy guy because, you know, I mean, let's put it this way. If he comes off as happy guy, then people could call in and say, wow, this guy's out of touch. Like, they just lost 2 games in a row. He's hitting 200. And he's making it sound like it's all just fun and games. So I can understand why. Look, I would have sounded down because I would have been down. If I was hitting 200 and my team had just lost 2 games in a row and my team's below 500 approaching Memorial Day, I would be down.
Yeah,
and I don't know that that's necessarily
down.
Girardi's fault. That's just the reality of a baseball season, both for an individual player and a team at large, that are, you know, markedly below expectations.
Well, here's the other. You were talking about the inconsistency with runs. Like, you'd rather have, you know, 5 runs scored compared.
Right.
The inconsistency in baseball just drives me crazy alone. But they can go to L.A. and take 3 out of 4, so they have the talent. But I truly believe that the enthusiasm and the passion and the fire is not there because of their skipper. And that's why
I think it's a huge part of it too. I do, John. All right, John, give me a great answer for what you think of when you think of a summer movie. What most makes you think of the summer?
I'm gonna go with You're Killing Me, Smalls.
Yeah, it's a good answer. Yeah, it really is, man. The Sandlot's a good answer.
So I got a Phillies question for you.
Sure.
Do you think this team is better set up for the playoffs than they are the regular season? When you consider they have a strong top of the rotation, they have a lineup that can get hot. Like, and the lineup's inconsistent, but I think that hurts them more over a long stretch than it does in a 5-game series.
My answer is actually definitively no.
Okay. I would go the other way, too.
Yeah, I think they're way more set up for the regular season because good starting pitching and a bunch of boppers should get you when 6 teams make the playoffs from each league, should get you to the playoffs, where I think they'll get really running into a problem in the postseason. When you face the better teams, better pitchers, and the games are generally more low scoring, to me, that's where defense and base running and bullpen excellence come into play in such a magnified way. I think the Phillies are the opposite of a team built
for the
postseason.
Feels like a lot of the issues they run into this season, I shouldn't say a lot, but one of is like Girardi doesn't use this guy because he was resting him. He didn't use this person because he's pitched in 2 days. In the playoffs, do you think just their top heavy roster?
I suppose. I mean, I guess what you're saying is the playoffs also almost sort of mitigate Girardi's
right, like you're not
easiness.
Resting anybody at that point. You're you're pitching your best pieces out of the bullpen.
Maybe.
You're not starting, you know, obviously going top three and then going back.
Maybe.
So.
But you know what the thing is? And they say you got to beat the champ to beat the champ. And not always true, because sometimes the judge in a boxing match can just award you the
right.
bout, even if you don't truly deserve it. But in baseball, I do know this: to make the playoffs and do something in the playoffs, you actually have to make the playoffs. I mean, my point
very
is
very wise by you.
Let's submit this
deep
one
of thoughts.
This,
yeah,
with
this is this
but,
is the segment right
but
here.
But my point is, the whole idea of what type of team will the Phillies be in the postseason. Like, let's get to the postseason.
No,
first.
I agree with that. But I just think, when thinking it this week, that they might actually be built better for the playoffs. But you do make a good point about how they're actually.
Yeah, playoffs to me is when it becomes even more about the little things, because it's the excellent team against excellent team thing. And defense and base running and bullpen are all huge parts of the sport. And the Phillies are pretty deficient in all of them. Let's go to Jeff right now in Levittown. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, what's up, dude? How are you?
What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
Not much, Joe. I got to – dude, you and this – it's not the first time you said it. She definitely dropped the ball on purpose.
No way.
And elite their own. I'll tell you why, too. Not only was she about to quit and they convinced her to stay for this, in the beginning of the movie when they're older, if you remember, she goes to one of her grandsons and pulls him aside and says, give your brother a shot. He's littler than you. So that definitely foreshadows the fact that she dropped the ball on purpose. She told the kid in the beginning of the movie, give your brother a shot. She did it for her sister.
Well, let me ask you a question,
Jeff.
Now, it's an interesting answer, but Jeff, let me ask you a question, because I, vaguely remember the beginning. But so is old Dottie saying to the kid, give your younger sibling a shot to compete, or let your younger sibling win? Because those are two different things.
So you might be right there. She said, give him a shot to compete, maybe not let him win. But it pretty much is foreshadowing the fact that she says, give your brother a chance.
Yeah, but what Dottie does in that movie with that Lori Petty girl is she is trying to pump her up during the movie by saying, basically, you got to toughen up. Like, you have an opportunity here. You're playing for a team, even though you got traded. Like, don't be a Ben Simmons. basically man up, or in this case, woman up, and get out there and freaking compete. And she does convince her sister to do that, but I don't think that means she lets her win.
She had the ball. She, you see her hand.
But the ball dropped out because her hand hit the ground.
Come on,
man. No, she let it go.
She let it go. It's so clear.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I had no idea this was such a hot issue.
That's what I'm saying. You should go on the air. This is a big debate on the internet, but the prevailing opinion is she dropped.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Jeff,
it's not ridiculous. It's prevailing opinion, Joe.
James, your prevailing opinion nonsense.
Just because you think it doesn't mean that it's right.
Jeff,
okay?
A movie that makes you think of the summer. What do you have?
How about Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
So let me think about that. Is that early fall?
Yeah, no, it's at the end. Doesn't
it start on the last day of school?
Yeah, I thought it was. No, that's Dazed and Confused is last day of school. I don't remember. Does it start? I thought it was at like the end of the school year at Fast Times. Is it the beginning?
I think it's. I mean, I'm trying to remember here. So
yeah, it's another one. It's been 15, 20 years.
It might be. Let's put it this way. I think it's throughout the school year. I mean, let's put it this way. A lot of it happens in school.
Yeah, the vast majority of the movie. Yeah. Whereas Days of Confused is a one-day movie that happens the last day of the school year, so you know that's a summer movie. Yeah, good point.
But if it's the last day of the school year, so what's that, June 10th?
No, it's in June. It's like a summer movie.
Last day of the school
is definitively, it is a summer movie. Joe, I'm telling you. Like, Days of Confused is...
Let's go to Marvin right now. Hello, Marvin.
How are you?
Good, buddy.
Hi. Okay. Concerning the summer theme, I believe it's called the Summer Place.
Summer Place, okay.
Summer Place, the Save the Day and Troy Donahue, maybe before your time.
Might be. Is it a good movie, Summer Place, Marvin?
Excellent. It should be on Netflix.
All right. All right, my man.
Check
All right, Marvin.
It out.
Appreciate the phone call, man.
To check that one out.
So speaking of before my time, I went last night. I'm not going to say I officially started a new show because I might not crank all the way through this, but I did purchase a show that I may dabble in.
You purchased it.
Thank you,
Elliot,
for responding.
I purchased
that way.
It.
Yes, but Joe purchases
shows.
What
do you mean you purchased it?
I bought the entire DVD set off of Amazon.
Elliot, what do you think of this? What do you think of this?
Dude, like, how many DVDs do you watch? Like, are there so many different ways to consume content that is so much more effective than DVDs?
I don't know what I'm about to tell you is available on regular TV, because it goes back about 60 years.
Oh, brother.
But if it's available on DVD, I would think it's available for streaming.
All right, so what I dabbled in last night, and I remember seeing this episode when I was a kid, and it is one of the great episodes in TV history, the Burgess Meredith, that's Mickey, by the way, from Rocky, for those who don't know, the Burgess Meredith episode from The Twilight Zone.
Ooh, Joe.
Phenomenal.
I like this.
Thank you, James.
I'm a big Twilight Zone guy. That's going to work by you.
You said on Amazon.
Amazon. Because what happened is, this goes back about a year ago when I was looking for a new show to watch, and I came up with a list, and the list had The Twilight Zone ranked as the fifth best show of all time. And I thought, well.
You made this list or you found this
list? No, I found it on the internet.
And Twilight Zone is the fifth best show of all time.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I thought, all right. And then I don't imagine that I'll probably do the whole thing, but I just thought, I kind of regret purchasing it. You know, it was maybe a little bit of a waste of money.
Well, it's a bold move. It's a bold move by you to purchase it before you even know if you want to watch the whole thing. Streaming something is you can just stop.
I was thinking I would, and then I started thinking, probably not.
So you didn't like it?
No, it was phenomenal. I mean, that particular episode was everything I expected it to be. I mean, if you get a chance someday, Elliot, watch the Burgess Meredith episode.
Right. If I get a DVD player, I will borrow the DVD from you and watch it.
And James, thank you for the endorsement back there. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's rare that happens. That's
all
good.
Right, it's very rare. 215-592-9494. By the way, speaking of endorsements, let me say, if you don't have the Odyssey app, everyone listening, and if you're going to be headed down the shore this weekend, make sure you get the Odyssey app in your phone. It's super easy to do. Obviously, the App Store, Odyssey, AUDACY app. And why do I say that in particular this weekend? Because Ray Dittinger's final two shows are coming up, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, both from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you're going to be headed down the shore and potentially, it depends on where you are, but potentially out of range for regular radio listening, obviously the Odyssey app right there on the beach, anywhere in a shore home, it's the way to go to listen to Ray's final 6 hours ever of his career. So especially Sunday, of course, which is the final show. So Odyssey app to be able to listen to Ray Diddy while you lie on the beach this weekend. Let's talk to Tommy in Abington right now. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Tommy.
So I would like to talk about why Bryson Stott is still playing shortstop every night.
Well, go for it. The reason is because they don't have anyone else, but go ahead.
Why is it Johan Camargo turned into an everyday player and can play short?
Well, they could play him more.
He's hitting 260 compared to Bryson Stott's, like, 150 or whatever it is.
How much do you think is Bryce just wants him to play?
Why? I mean,
Bryson Stott?
I don't think it's that.
I think Bryce wants to win more than he wants to see.
Of course.
I don't know, Bryson Stott develop, but I just think that, I don't know. He's batting 150, I said. He's at the bottom of our lineup every night. And he's consistently not hitting. I don't know why we keep trying with the guy.
Well, listen, I mean, there are reasons. They're not great reasons. The reasons are simple. Didi's obviously, you know, had some injuries, and Camargo is basically a utility player that they don't want to overexpose. So, and the third reason, they don't have anyone else in the minor leagues they want to turn to. And the fourth reason, because they have chosen to this point not to make a trade. Now, I'm not happy about all that, but those are the reasons. I would tell you this, Tommy. If he doesn't pick it up soon defined as June 5 or June 10, I think he will be in the minors, because I don't think this can continue much longer.
How long is Didi out for? How long is he injured?
James, that's a good question. What is his time?
Yeah, we haven't really seen one. It's kind of strange. He's been out longer than I expected to. I'll take a look and see if I can find anything, but we haven't really heard a ton about it. Let me look.
Because in the beginning of the year, I agreed with you, Joe. I said everyone kind of forgot about Didi and how bad he was, and how he's still bad, but he was doing good in the beginning of the year. Like, he was. I hated to see it, honestly, because I didn't want him on the team, but he was hitting the ball.
But it was a really small sample size. I mean, let's put it this way, and I don't remember if you're talking the first two games or the first week, but his batting average pretty quickly resorted back to what it was last year.
You're right.
I mean, Didi is just not good anymore.
Is that an average 260? Is that what
Look, I would take 260. I'll be shocked if he plays this year 100 games or 90 or whatever it ends up being. I'll be shocked if he hits. I don't want to say shocked. I'll be surprised if he hits 260. And I would generally expect that he's going to hit about 230 to 240. I just don't think Didi is. And it's a shame because he seems like a good dude. He's had a, you know, relatively good career in his years with the Yankees, but he's just not very good anymore.
How do you prioritize, like, the team needs to win now versus not winning just to yank Bryson Stott out? I mean, he's a guy that you want to develop, a guy that you hope has a future here. Like, how do you prioritize that?
I prioritize winning.
Okay.
Because I need to win after missing the playoffs for whatever it's been, 11 years in a row. And I agree with Marcus Hayes. I mean, Bryson Stott, what Marcus said yesterday, I thought he was dead on. He should be down in the minors playing every day. Yeah. Now, the problem is, if you don't have anyone else, what are you going to do? Now, Tommy, your point is, well, you do with someone else, play Camargo 5 days a week, and that is an option. Just know this, Camargo will probably hit, you know, 230 if he plays
the other part of that, too, is that Camargo is your backup at every infield position.
You're right.
You know what I mean? If you do that, then you've got no one coming off the bench for any of those positions because you're not going to just keep Stott as a bench guy up here. You know what I mean?
I love Camargo as a utility player, utility infielder. I love it. He can play anywhere. You can plug him in. He gets hits. But at the same time, we don't have an everyday shortstop right now, too.
There's a whole other thing, which is if Scott Kingery is any good, and he's not, theoretically, sure, Kingery could play second and Segura could play short, but you don't have a backup second baseman in Kingery. So, Tommy, give me a movie that most makes you think of the summer.
So I was going to say Sandlot, but that answer got taken from me. So I'm going to go – it's a little soft, but The Notebook.
The Notebook.
That's your alley,
I love
Joe.
That movie.
Is that a summer movie?
Is that a summer movie?
Parts of it.
I mean, a lot of it is in the summer.
Well, in the beginning when they're at the Ferris wheel.
They're in the Ferris wheel,
so that's a carnival.
Yeah, two Notebook guys chopping it up
for
right
this
now.
Somewhere or something like that?
She's about to go to school.
Right.
Yeah, so it's the summer. Like when they're going good in the first 30, 40 minutes of the movie, she's getting ready to go to the school.
And she has to leave because summer's over.
And then when you fast forward 7 years.
Oh God, this is way too much.
And then you got the old woman
looking
out.
Can we just get a yes or a no?
Right. It's a yes. I mean, it's a good portion of summer.
I'd say yes.
Cool. Good portion of summer.
I'll put it this way. I'll certainly throw it on during the summer.
Yeah, good portion. 2-1. I'll throw it on any time of the
year.
Oh,
my God. Exactly.
215-592-9494. I'll tell you what I'll also throw on. Victory number 189. And I'll throw that on everybody because coming up next, I expect to get victory 189 and beat the Hammer. We'll take the fifth caller right now on the contest line. Caller number 5 at 215-988-1258. Caller 5, 215-988-1258. You will be competing in beat the Hammer as we broadcast from the Frank Farley Plaza on the way down the shore, getting ready for the summer. Joe DeCamera, Elliot in for John today on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.